Radio for the People. And my name's Ken. This is Gravity and Chaos, sitting in for Chris Sampson tonight. Let's start off with Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers.
Thank you.
Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers from the album called Ugetsu from back in 1963. And that iteration of the Jazz Messengers, a great group of Art Blakey on the drums, Wayne Shorter on tenor sax, Cedar Walton on piano, Curtis Fuller on trombone, Freddie Hubbard on trumpet, and Reggie Workman on bass. Man, it doesn't get any better than that. And I wanted to start out this show with some Art Blakey and that particular composition by Wayne Shorter, because I heard it last night performed live in Boston at the Beat Hotel. And it was by Lee Fish Five. Lee Fish, a talented drummer from the Boston area, leading a group of fronted by Noah Preminger on tenor sax and Jason Palmer on trumpet with Julian Shore on piano. So I want to play some from each of those great jazz artists. We're going to start out with one from Julian Shore. This one's called Give. Thank you. Jason Palmer, that was Cookin'. From his album Songbook, we heard the track Checkmate. Before that, we heard from Noah Preminger from his release called Haymaker, and we heard his original composition, Morgantown. And we started out the set with a very talented pianist. His name is Julian Shore, and we heard from his album Filaments, we heard the track Give. And that one also featured the great guitarist Kurt Rosenwinkel. And that set was kind of in celebration of live music that Claire and I have heard. My wife Claire and I have been traveling around listening to some great live music in Boston and New York City. And that was from a group that we heard in New York, in Boston yesterday, as I had mentioned earlier. So we're going to move on now to our New York weekend. And we heard, I think we went to 5 shows in 2 nights in New York City. And one of the first ones we heard was from a great vocalist. It's kind of a singer-songwriter with a jazz influence, I would say. Her name is Nicole Zoraitis. And her album is Pariah Anthem. And we're going to hear a track called To the Hive.
Thank you.
Tom Guarna, a relatively unknown but really great guitarist. And we saw him at the 55 Bar in New York City this weekend. Great show. But you heard him from his album Rush, and the name of that track is Shamblo. 55 Bar, a really nice hip bar on Christopher Street in the West Village. We also saw there Nicole Zoraitis, who you heard in the track before Tom Guarna. And she is a great singer, songwriter, piano player, definitely has a jazz background as well, as you can hear in her music. And we heard from her latest album, Pariah Anthem, and that was To the Hive, Nicole Zoraitis. So we're kind of reviewing the music that I got to hear over the weekend in New York City, a long weekend we spent in New York City. Along with Tom Guarna playing at the 55 Bar was a great pianist. Her name was Helen Sung. At the Mesro in the West Village, she did a show, a duet, her and a bass player. She's a great piano player, and the Mesro Club in the Village is a really great, intimate place to hear music, and usually features a duet like we heard, usually a piano and bass player, but some other combinations as well. So I want to play a couple tracks from Helen Sung. This is from her album Anthem for a New Day, and she does a very unique version of It Don't Mean a Thing If It Ain't Got That Swing. Thank you. Never Let Me Go, done in a jazz trio. And before that, we heard a swingin' Helen Sung from Anthem for New Days, the name of the album from both those tracks. And we heard her version, a very unique, almost classical version of It Don't Mean a Thing If It Ain't Got That Swing. She is a really fine piano player, and we saw her in two different settings, as I mentioned, doing a duet at the Mesro, and we saw her with Tom Guarna in kind of a fusion-y setting, with Tom Guarna playing some rip-roaring guitar, and Helen Sung accompanying him on electric piano and Fender Rhodes and synthesizer. So very interesting playing from Helen Sung that we were very grateful to see in New York City. After the Mesro, you can go right across the street on 10th Street and 7th Avenue is Smalls. And we saw a great quartet called the Well-Tempered Quartet that is headed by the piano player who's also the owner of that club. His name is Spike Wilner. We're going to hear a couple tracks that feature some players that were in that group. We're going to start out. Well, the artist on this is Vin Shala, but also with him is some great organ playing by Brian Charette. And Brian Charette is part of that Well-Tempered Quartet that I mentioned. And this is the title track from the album Wake Up. This is WHUS Stores.
Thank you.
Yes, Ken Fowser and Ben Galeese from their album Little Echo. We heard the track Sap. And before that, we heard from a quartet, one that really has no one leader, but all four players listed as the artists on this. And that would be Eric Shugren on tenor sax, Vin Shala on drums, Brian Charette on Hammond B3, and Mike DeRubo on saxophone, on alto sax. And we heard the track called, title track from that called Wake Up. Yeah, that was the first of that set, and that was followed by Ken Fowser and Ben Galeese.